You're listening to Taking Stock with Michael McKee and Kathleen Hayes on Bloomberg Radio.
Taking a look at oil after the OPEC meeting on Friday, no further increase in production quotas. That was taken as a bit of a plus by the oil market because some had feared that not only would Saudi Arabia say it intends to keep pumping oil at its quota, they might even start pumping more. However, the big question over the oil market right now is what is going to happen if Iran strikes a deal with world powers on a final nuclear deal by the end of June, which would then in turn probably allow it to double its exports within 6 months of international sanctions being lifted. Let's return now to our conversation with Matt Saleh, Managing Director at Tortoise Capital Advisors. So what about Iran? How big of a factor is this? Particularly, you said you were looking for, what, $65 to $75 a barrel for oil for the near future. Could that alter your outlook?
Not really. The market's certainly going to turn its focus now to Iran with OPEC behind us. That all eyes are on Iran. I'll tell you that assuming we do get to they reach an agreement there, we think that the estimates of adding a million barrels per day in short order from bringing Iran supply back to the market are very unlikely in our view. We believe those numbers are probably closer to 200,000 to 400,000 barrels per day that could be added back to the market in the short term. And maybe over longer term, call it over the next 12 months, they could approach that million barrel per day number. But the fields in Iran have been underinvested in recent quarters and years. So bringing supply back will take some time in our view.
What are you buying these days as someone who invests in the oil sector? First, let's start with a broader question of where in the stream, upstream, downstream, midstream, are you finding the best values, if any?
Well, we really continue to recommend the entire energy value chain for long-term investors, and then it really depends on what your risk tolerance is. So if you're looking for a lower risk way to invest in energy, we think pipeline companies like I mentioned earlier, are in really a sweet spot right now where production continues to grow in the U.S., and we're seeing that nice demand response. And these are the companies that take oil and gas from the producing fields and bring it to the consuming areas. These are companies that we invest in products like the Tortoise Energy Infrastructure Fund or the Tortoise MLP and Pipeline Fund, if you like open-end funds. The first one I mentioned is a closed-end fund. The second is an open-end fund. Tortoise MLP and Pipeline Fund is an open-end fund, ticker symbol TORIX on that product.
How those funds been doing?
They've been doing pretty well. I'll tell you, they've produced long-term returns in the high teens. This year, roughly flat for the year on asset returns. And what we're looking for kind of going forward, these products have investments that earn mid-single-digit yields and have high single-digit growth in that yield. So our kind of projection going forward, just using simple math, is kind of low double-digit total returns for these pipeline products, pipeline-focused products.
Oil producers, you're looking at EOG Resources. They've got the shale in the Eagle Ford area. What's their break-even rate, and how representative are they of people in that area?
Yeah, we own EOG and the Tortoise Energy Independence Fund, and it's an upstream-focused product. EOG, we think, depending on what part of the Eagle Ford, which of their acreage they're working on, the returns are break evens down to even $40 in the absolute sweet spot core of their acreage position. More broadly for EOG, at $65 oil, they've publicly stated that they intend to grow oil production at a double digit rate. We believe and our models are telling us they're earning nice returns at the $65 level. But break evens, are nicely below that in certain parts of their field.
What kind of assumptions do you make about consumption growth, demand in particularly big economies like the U.S. and China, and how much of a difference do they make to that kind of a play? Is that kind of a play sort of independent of, say, China growing at 5% instead of 7%?
What we're seeing is even with China growing at a slower rate, global demand growth is growing very nicely. The IEA is projecting about 1 million barrels per day of demand growth globally. We see other estimates that we believe are more accurate. They're based off of changes in inventories that put that number closer to 1.5 million to 2 million barrels per day globally. What we're seeing domestically is about a 4% growth in refined product demand, again, due to the relatively strong economy in the U.S. and then the demand response from lower prices for diesel and gasoline and jet fuel. So a pretty good demand story.
I got about 15 seconds left. What do you think the elasticity of demand is at these prices?
Globally, a nice rule of thumb to use is each $10 change in oil price is about 100,000 barrels per day increase in demand or decrease in demand.
Excellent rule of thumb. Thank you very much, Matt Saleh. He's Managing Director, Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. They have $18.5 billion in energy assets under management. Keeping an eye on energy prices right now. We didn't even get a chance to talk about natural gas. It's at $270.05. Brent Crude, $62.74. West Texas, $58.26. This is Bloomberg Radio.